There was this guy at my old school. The one in San Jose. Jared. A senior on the tennis team. He was gonna play at Dartmouth. Basically, a Ken doll who could walk and talk and drive and play tennis. Anyway, I was just a sophomore, so he was basically royalty. All the girls were obsessed with him, but they never really gave me the time of day. All the girls used to look right through me. They had made it clear that they couldn't be persuaded. But I just wanted the same thing they did. Someone who really knew me.
Wow.
Pathetic, right? So eventually I said, fuck it. I'm not gonna let what these idiots think of me dictate my life any longer. So I decided to go after the one person they all wanted. Hardly had a chance with him, that seemed clear. But I planned it in advance, saying just what he'd want to hear. And I got to choose to throw myself at somebody who'd never heard my name. I got to choose, and Jared said that he'd be game. So that's how we got started. And we did it. A lot. We'd go different places. Sometimes his house, sometimes hotels. And, you know, surprisingly enough, he was a nice person. He listened to me. I felt like he actually cared about me. And we had fun, you know? Until I missed my period.
What did he say then?
Well, he had lots of other things on his plate.
So?
Not exactly a willing father. And I had no doubt there was no way to compel him. So I decided I wouldn't tell him. Why should I even bother? But I did tell my mom.
And she kicked you out?
Right. Nothing to discuss with her, might have guessed. So I booked a Greyhound bus, and I did what I knew was best. 'Cause I got to choose. I left for Sacramento, leaving everyone behind. I got to choose the only one I had in mind.
And you never told Jared?
No.
But you loved him?
No. I don't know. I thought I did at the time. I mean, in reality, we were just using each other. He wanted sex, and I wanted to be wanted by anyone. And that makes me just as deluded as every girl at every fucking high school I've ever been to, except I'm the only one who ended up pregnant.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Michael, don't be sorry. What are you sorry for? I hate sorry, so don't say you're sorry anymore.
Okay, okay.
I wanted to tell you. Get it? You didn't make me. You're my friend. And I'm not sorry for anything.
You're not?
No. Because I have this baby inside of me. This baby I made.
And we're gonna understand each other, and we're gonna love each other more than anything in the entire world.
I'm a virgin.
I know.
Oh, nothing ever happens to me.
Something will. Michael, there's something I have to tell you. It's something about me and Aunt Chris.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you more than I don't know what, but I know I want to be there for you. You and the baby.
Michael.
I might not seem ideal to you, more like a last resort. But whichever way you feel, I just wanna provide support. But you get to choose. I'll pay for all the groceries and do all the household chores. You get to choose, 'cause anything that's mine is yours. And you get to choose.
I get to choose.
I'll master changing diapers and sing lullabies each night.
Lullabies each night.
You get to choose. But whatever you decide, I'll be satisfied, I tried. But whatever you decide is right.
You wanna feel her?
How do you know it's a her?
Woman's intuition? Give me your hand.